Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis, 4:12. Great Mishnah here. It says, Shtei kupos u'shtei meguros, shenaf l'sa trum l'toch achas mehen. You had two containers, each with 50 saw of chulin. And your truma fell into one of those two containers. But you don't know which one it fell into. So in total, you have 100 chulin against one truma. But it fell into either one or the other, and they're not combined. And in each individual container, there's only 50. So is that good enough? So in principle, the answer is going to be that our Tana Kama, the Tana Kama holds, if we're talking about the kind of containers which may well in the future have their contents combined, that's a realistic possibility, so then we will allow them to be counted together. So it's a leniency that we're allowing only because it's Durabanan and because the Meduma has these leniencies. So if we're talking about two containers that are the contents of which are likely to commingle at some point in the future, at least that's, I don't know, likely, but it's a possibility, a realistic possibility, so then we will allow the two containers' contents to be added up, and 50 plus 50 makes 100, which is what we're looking for. If, however, for example, the two containers were in two different cities, and they're certainly not going to have their contents commingled in the future, and we know that our Sav Truma fell into one of them, but we don't know which one of them, but of course, since they're not going to combine later on, then the Tana Kama hold, we will not allow the contents of each to be added together, and we'll look at each one as being only 50 chulin against the Truma, and both will become Aser as Meduma mixtures. That's Tana Kama Shita, and inside, you know, and then inside it says, Shtei kupos to shtei maguros. If you have two, a kupa is a large, like a bucket, a box, a container. This one has, let's say, 50 saan of grain inside of it. Ushtei maguros, or if you have two storage rooms, like the previous Mishnah's word maguros, as like a grain silo storage room. Shenafla sa truma latoch achas mehen, and the one sa truma fell into one of the two kupos or one of the two maguros. But the ein yadua le'ezim and nafla, you just don't know which of the two it fell into. So, assuming that they're in close enough proximity, meaning they're on the same, in the same house or on the same floor of storage rooms or whatever the case may be, where it's a distinct realistic possibility their contents could get commingled, then ma'alo zu et zu, then each one can count towards annulling the truma that fell in the other. So you can combine the contents together. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu hem b'shtei ayaros. Rabbi Shimon says it doesn't even need to be that the contents of these two containers or storage rooms may possibly get mixed up later, and that's why you can be lenient. Says he, no. Even if they're in two different cities, mala zuetzu, one can be counted towards the 100 of the other. That is to say, Rabbi Shimon holds, since the total extent of your question mark spans both containers, and the contents of the two containers combined is 100 sav chulin, that can be the 100 sav you need, even though you only have truma falling into one of the two containers. A halacha is like the Tana Kama, meaning you can count one against the other, provided that they're close enough together that it's a possibility that the contents could get mixed up. That's the Mishnah. Now, you may be wondering why we don't say simply Safek Durabanan Lakula. That is to say, the question of Meduma, a mixture of Truma and Chulin together, is only a rabbinic question. That is to say that when you have, we've said already, if you have a simple majority of Chulin, so now you have, then on a Doraisa level, min haTorah, from the Torah's perspective, already you have Bittel, and the mixture is permissible, permitted to be eaten even by a non-Kohen. The rabbis upped the bar and required 100 times against. That's a special rule by Truma, and if not, there's Meduma. But that's rabbinic in nature. This Meduma requirement is of 100 is only rabbinic. So here, in each container, you certainly only have 50, but your worst-case scenario for each container is that one Sav Truma fell into 50 Sav Chulin, and you have an Isser Durabanan of Meduma. But since you don't know if it fell into this one or that one, each one is only Safik, is only maybe Aser Medurabanan. So the rule should be that when we have a Safik Durabanan, the rule is Lakula. One can be lenient, and therefore it should be permissible to eat from either or both of the two containers, because each one is at most Aser Medurabanan, each one's only a Safik Isser. However, the reason why that's not the case is because while we do say Safik Durabanan Lakula, that's not where, by passing that consistently on both containers, we're forced to be matir something which is definitely usser. That is to say, there's certainly isser here. We just don't know which one it is. And that being the case, where we're, if we would look at both of the containers and each one say, this one's mutter, this one's mutter, then we're for sure passing wrong regarding one of them, and that we won't allow. So where we do say suffik derabanan lekula, it's where we're not certain that there's isser here, or that, you know, someone will be doing something wrong. We haven't passed an impossibility. So for argument's sake, if there were, just to take a totally different case, but to illustrate the point, if we had two saw, one of which was truma, one of which was chulin, and you know, one of them got eaten by the dog, and the other one fell into our container of 50. So now we would go, maybe it was truma, maybe it wasn't, but we will allow this container of 51 saw to be eaten by a zar because the Moses Durabon and it's a suffix. Maybe the one that fell in was truma, maybe it was chulin. But there's no certainty that we have iser here. But in our mission's case, since we know there's truma in one of these two mugurot or kupot, and that would make that one usser, midrabanan, we will not allow both to be consumed, and we can't rely on this principle, the usual principle of suffik derabanan lekula.